Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Focus Like a Black Belt because it's really talking about how when you take martial arts and you want to go and attain a certain goal, you have to be focused. And just like you have to be focused in achieving a certain level for a black belt, you also have to be focused in your life to achieve goals, and in your business life to achieve goals. Anyone can do any amount of work, provided it isn't the work you're supposed to be doing at that moment. Walt Disney had the confidence, when nobody else did, to risk it all on building an unheard-of concept called a theme park. This was Disney's big, crazy dream. Walt would gauge the value of an idea by how many successive no's he received when sharing it. Once he had 10 negative responses, he would immediately greenlight the project. The challenge that 95% of my clients face is that they know what they want, but they have a hard time focusing on all the action steps to get there. It can be extremely difficult to keep a long-term focus amidst the diversion and distractions that surround you every day. How many times have you started out working towards your big, crazy goal with high energy, only to get frustrated and give up? In a moment, I'll share with you a black belt secret to accomplishing your goals. But first, the story. I quit just like you did. 19 years ago, I had a big, crazy goal to become a martial artist. Not just any martial artist, but a black belt. In my mind, I knew all my friends and family would be mesmerized by out-of-the-shape, overweight guy I was at 210 pounds becoming a black belt. After some investigation, I joined a local Aikido dojo. About 3 weeks into the training, things were going well. That's when I started telling my family and friends what I was up to. Big mistake. Some of the people I told outright laughed at me. Even my girlfriend at the time laughed at the idea. I had many critics. I continued on until one day I had to start learning how to roll and fall in the dojo. This is the hardest part of the initial training. Failing safely is taught so that you can take bone-crushing throws from 5 feet in the air and still get up and walk away without a dent. It wasn't easy for me at all. My bruises, sore legs, and weak back left me feeling like a train hit me. This is when I quit. I gave up and threw in the towel because I thought I'll never be like all those other students in black belts. By quitting, I made all the critics right. 5 months later, something changed. I simply decided that I was going to succeed and make all my critics wrong by becoming a black belt. I called my sensei and asked if I could come back. We had a long talk, and he agreed to take me back as long as I would not give up on myself again. I agreed. The secret to black belt focus hit me. Your path to achieving your big, crazy goal will get hard at times. Just like you, I struggled with discouragement. I asked myself, how on earth I would keep my commitment to sensei and get my black belt? Then it hit me. I realized that I was thinking too long-term and too big for my mind. The solution, show up one class at a time, one practice at a time. On average, it takes a student 767 practices before they are ready for the black belt test. Every time a student shows up for practice, they get one practice day's credit towards their next strike. The key lesson here is that the consistency of being in the dojo puts you in the right mindset. The dojo is a place where you surround yourself with other people who can help you achieve your goals. Regardless of what rank you are, the practice and showing up is what counts most. And this is a story that I read, and I'm telling it here for the simple reason that just like he chose to become successful and focus in on his goal and realized that he had to break it down into steps, because by keeping it at that level where you look at the end goal and then you think about getting there, it just looks so big, but take it step by step by step. Then before you know it, you've reached your goal. Three mindsets of black belt performance. Before you take on the work of any goal, understand that you can get there faster by setting your mind right before you practice. Remember, practice is whatever task you need to do to get where you want to be. Ask yourself this critical question. What kind of practice will today be? Show up, practice. When you start at one level, by consistently showing up, eventually you'll move to the next level. Show up practices. When you celebrate the fact that you showed up, did some work, and didn't give up that day, you must know when the day you just show up is the day the technique you've been working on for years just clicked. Regular practice. Regular practices are required to create consistently, build endurance, and improve your technique. On these practice days, you learn about yourself and have a chance to determine the right direction and build your confidence. You celebrate yet another practice towards your next rank. Accelerated practice. This is the practice day where you go in with the mindset that you're going to do better today than you ever have before. You work towards blowing past your personal best, but you can't practice here forever, as these practice days are vigorous and strenuous. This is why you will revert back to more show-up and regular practice days. Failure strikes when you're not practicing. And let me just tell you, there's a very important reason why I want you to hear this. Because we need to understand that whether it's a business, whether it's in an athletic event, whatever, when you see someone performing at their best, remember, they don't get there without practice. Everything we do, even from the time we're children in elementary school, is leading towards its end goal. For a young child that's 6 years old, maybe that end goal is finishing up first grade, and then eventually elementary school, and then then grade by grade. Every time you start into a new grade, it's understanding what is your goal, what is your plan, and how are you going to reach that goal by the end of the year. And let me tell you something. When Congress passed the Individual Disability Education Act, they put in there where teachers would sit down with the parents and come up with an IEP. That IEP is known as the Individual Education Plan. And what it is, it's a way of setting up a goal for that child who has a disability and has certain limitations that they are going to set goals that along the way that are achievable goals, because for a child with a disability, especially unless you have a family that encourages you and believes in you, you can end up falling back. And I can tell you, having grown up and being educated in the school system before they ever knew what it was, or they even acknowledged that children with disabilities had a right to an education, they didn't understand that I learned differently. To expect me to sit in class, hear what the teacher says, take notes, go home, read the book and study it, and come back and then just take it on it. I did this, did not. not do well. But if you give me that same information and teach me to learn it in a way where I'm actually using it, then that's how I learn. And history. History is just something you read on the page or something you might see on TV when they do big epics. But you have to see that a child with a disability learns differently. What will help them learn? And back then, you didn't have computers like you had today where students can go and practice and do the things they need to do to learn. So for me, it became a different kind of learning. And therefore, when I took tests, that my grades did not really show what I was truly capable of. Failure strikes when you are not practicing. When I first started training in Aikido, I missed many Sunday morning classes because I was out late the night before. Then I realized that being late is better than not showing up at all. If you're serious about achieving your goals, cut through the excuses you tell yourself as to why your big crazy goal is one is only reserved for other people. Start showing up, and even if you are a little late, focus like a black belt today. Focus takes an initial intention followed by consistent practice. This process will help you sharpen your focus today, tomorrow, and in the coming weeks to help you reach your destination twice as fast with half the effort. Answer those questions to help you get into a black belt mindset. What big crazy goals do you want to reach? When do you want to reach it? How many practices are required to get you there? How many practices have you accumulated up to today? Identify what it means for you in each practice to show up, regularly practice, accelerated practice. Now, the reason I want to go through that, because when you think about it, think like a black belt and you lay those things out as step by step, well, you can do that within your own business. If you had goals for yourself, how would you sit down and break it down so that you could have a strategy that you are putting together that's going to help you reach that end goal that you truly want in your life? And it could be almost anything, but the fact of the matter is that you have to have a goal in life if you want to succeed. And remember, if you tend to think negatively, then you're going to give up before you even try. And if you have a negative mindset, then how do you change that negativity into a positive mindset? And this is the one thing that the laws of attraction says to you, that if you think positively, if you want something in life and you can see yourself achieving it, then guess what? You will be able to achieve those goals in life. Pick one style of practice for today and get going. You'll feel much stronger and much more powerful afterwards because you are one step closer to where you want to be. After about 5 years of consistent practice, my sensei presented me with my first black belt. The feeling of that moment was amazing. It was a celebration of my victory over myself, one practice at a time. Your victory is waiting for you when you stick with training one practice at a time. This approach will end your procrastination and silence the distractions while helping you build amazing focus and drive. You will achieve your big crazy goal with black belt focus faster than you ever thought possible. Now, let's look at it this way. We want to help you set up a goal in your life. What I want you to do is first sit down and think about what goal you have in life. What kind of, is it a job? Now, some people are very good at being entrepreneurs, and that is an end goal for them. But for some other people, they don't work comfortably where they're the decision makers and they don't have anyone to bounce ideas off of. And in that instance, those are people who work better in an environment where they have someone else as their manager and being paid training dollars for hours in pay. But if you can learn to think outside of the box, if you can learn to focus like a black belt, and guess what? You can have unlimited income, because when you work for someone else, guess what? You're only the value of what that salary tells you that you are. And I know someone that she had achieved a position in the school system, and she had as a social worker and had worked there a number of years, and had earned up to $70,000. And she was hoping to be able to stay in and work for at least another year or two so that she could pay in enough so that by the time she retired, she could live comfortably. But the school system started having personal issues. So that affected her, and then she was working with a principal that didn't want her there and wanted a social worker there that she had chosen. So guess what? She made a lot of difficulty for her and gave bad reviews for her, so that then a couple of years later, when the school system was looking for ways to get rid of social workers, they found a way to terminate her position and then give that salary, that position, to someone else at a much lower pay raise. And now she's gotten back into the job market, but she's going to be making $20,000 less. And she doesn't have the same schedule where she has the summers off to do what she wants to do. So it's a big adjustment for her to understand that she's only going to get 2 weeks off a year, and she's going to have to change what her plans are. So, and because of that, she's debating whether or not she should take the job. Well, you know, there's give and take. When you work for someone else, you have to work on their schedule, not yours. And the best way to counteract that is if you truly are someone that can learn to think outside of the box and be an individual, then guess what? Entrepreneurship is for you. And here's something else to consider. There are companies out there that have already been established, that have products to sell, that you can either incorporate into your business and help and use that as a marketing tool to build your business. Say if you're in consulting or coaching or whatever, and even in the healthcare industry, there are companies that you basically work on commission, but what you're doing is your time is out in the field, and you don't have the only structure that they're giving you is to tell you about what you have to do in business. How you achieve that, what you do to achieve that is up to you. And then there are and many companies today, rather what they're doing is there are jobs out there, but it is no longer going to work for someone with a salary. And let me tell you a little bit about a company that I've become involved with recently. And that company is called BodyFX. And originally, the owner of the company, what he did was he's got a media conglomerate where what they do is make videos. But I know that many of you have turned on infomercials where you've seen different exercise gurus or professionals selling videos and audio tapes of programs that they have put together. And what happened was that this man just saw it, and they did a study, and they found that many of the companies that were buying their exercise videos were making a one-time sale, and what these customers were doing was going to GNC or some of these other companies to buy high-quality products that they would, in essence, use as the protein shakes as the meal supplement. So what they said was they went to this, look, we need to put together a program where we can generate the leads to the sale of our exercise videos and have coaches that we train that can work with them and teach them how they can buy and utilize these same products instead of buying it from someone else, buying it from us. We will develop some incentive programs. They can become distributors if they so choose with our company and then make money. So that what they're doing is that instead of hiring someone and paying them a salary or paying them commission to go into the health club or the general nutrition and trying to sell their products through them, what they did was they set up a separate arm that was a multi-level marketing for them. And what this meant was that when they get the lead off of, that initially, let's back up, that initially what you will do is come in as a distributor, that you will buy a starter pack and a coaches package. The coaches package includes the DVDs, all the sales materials. You become certified so that you know how to talk to the customers that are assigned to you. Then what they want to do is that if you need, that they want you on the product. So what happens is if they went out and hired someone as a salesperson to go out and sell it, that person may not, they have to pay to train that person to see to it that he knows how to represent their product. But that's costing them money. But if they do it through a network marketing program, then they get people who have already purchased their products or have already had an interest in the healthcare industry because they're using products somewhere else, or they belong to a health club and they understand the importance of exercise, that these people will pay them for their product up front for the training. Then they supply you with the lead, that they know that when you have the lead, you will know how to talk to them, how to help them make a decision on whether or not they will buy the product. And then if they want to, you can help them become distributors and even a coach. And then guess what? You earn the commission off of that. So guess what? That's how companies are beginning to think. So why not change your concept of what a job is and learn how to focus in on developing the skills you need to become successful? Because when you do that, then guess what? You will be successful. And you will not have to depend on someone else. Because you know how many times, especially in this day and time, that you have seen companies that because the market has shifted in what people's needs are and how things are being done, that guess what? Yeah, especially when unions come into play. Because the unions are there to protect the employee. And back during the 20s and 30s of the 20th century, it was important because the government did not have laws to protect the worker. Today they do. So the unions have really outplayed themselves because they've gone and outpriced the job market. And so that what's happening is companies are finding they can go to third world countries like Thailand and China, where people make pennies on the dollar, and get them to do the same work for much less money and still keep their margin. Because guess what? What happens in this in the United States is when you demand more money and the profit margin for the owner gets down, then he turns around and he increases his prices to keep his profit margin, and then it's a vicious cycle of inflation. So what are they going to do? They're going to look for ways to outsource the same job and keep their profit margin, and then cause, you know, they shift. dealing with is just is that people have moved away from making trading dollars for hours into a performance-based piecework form of payment for work done. And that also goes along with network marketing, affiliate marketing, because when you help someone who has a website sell their product, then they're willing to pay you a commission to help them sell their product. So how are you going to refocus your thinking and refocus where you are right now to get what it is that you truly want? And think about it. The whole thing is that if you want to focus like a black belt, which is what we are talking about today, and think about all those things about breaking it down, figuring out what is your end goal, and then write down step by step each thing that's achievable that will get you from one level to the next level to the next level. And I've used this analogy before. It's like climbing a step ladder or climbing stairs. You'll see people in a movie jump up, go up the stairs two or three at a time. Well, you know, if you do that in real life with your goals, then guess what? You're making it an insurmountable goal that you could possibly reach, because sometimes it's just too much. If you think of it like a stepladder that you're climbing up to the roof and you have a pail in your hand, you can't go two or three steps more than what you're doing, which is one step at a time. And those are the choices that you have to think about and that you have to decide what you're going to do and how you're going to make it work. Because think about it. The challenge that 95% of my clients face is that they know what they want, but they have to have a hard time focusing on all the action steps to get there. So the idea is lay out each action step in a way that is achievable, and you can reach that final goal without creating a situation of failure. And let me tell you something. This is why I talk about personal development. Because as children, our parents tend to fear for us that we're going to fail, so they tend to say things to us that are going to hold us back. That what happens is eventually you hear those things in your head over and over again to the point that you literally buy into them and you believe them. And then when that person is no longer there to tell you those things, then you start saying those things to yourself over and over again. So how do you decide that you want to change your mindset from being that of failure to success? It is a choice, and it is up to you to make that choice in life. And once you make that choice, then guess what? You can set your sights to achieve almost everything that you achieve in life because you believe in yourself. And let me finish up by saying this, that being someone with a disability and being educated during an era when society did not recognize the disability community, and even entering the workforce 15 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act became law, there were a lot of obstacles that were placed in front of me. Plus, I come from a family where there was a lot of physical and emotional abuse. So only when I learned to love myself did I begin to believe that I could achieve anything I chose to achieve. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching.